Hey, have you been watching the Republican debates, so-called debates? There were two of them last week, last Tuesday and last Saturday. The one question that never gets asked at these debates, which I think would be very appropriate for the Republican candidates, is just to ask them directly, say you're president of the United States. Say that you have a bill that you want to get passed that you know will be good for the entire country, but the opposite party only blocks anything you do. They refuse to let anything you want to pass go through, and they will not compromise no matter what you say. What would you do then? That's what should be being asked of these Republicans. All they do is hit their idiot talking points, which are only good for their idiot follower audiences, and they get nowhere. I mean, right now, Newt Gingrich, now he's coming up in the polls, and at least the guy knows how to talk in public. It's obvious that Herman Cain and Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and this police siren going by don't know anything about how to talk in front of political audiences. They mess everything up. So it's still looking like Mitt Romney is going to end up being the Republican candidate. He's going to run against Barack Obama, and it looks like he's probably going to lose. Because, again, the Republicans, this new cast of Republicans make George W. Bush look like a reasonable, rational guy. And he wasn't. They are going so far to the right that, well, the election of 2 weeks ago started to swing back to the left again. If only the left deserved it. This is the Weekly News and Review, posted on the 15th of November, 2011, by Justin Stone on the harpers.org website. I read this from an email that I get. And this is the news of the preceding week. Silvio Berlusconi, who during the 17 years since he was first elected prime minister, has been accused of tax fraud, mafia collusion, bribery of law enforcement officials, and solicitation of an underage prostitute, stepped down after Italy's parliament passed austerity measures seeking to contain the impact of the country's $2.6 trillion debt, which he had been denying was a problem. Italians shouted, "Fool! Fool!" outside Quirinale Palace, where Berlusconi submitted his resignation, while a makeshift orchestra played the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. "He leaves an Italy that is more poor," said Democratic politician Livia Turco, "and was made a joke by everyone." Economist Mario Monti was named interim prime minister. The architect of Arizona's stringent immigration law, State Senator Russell Pierce, Republican, was recalled in a special election, see what I mean about sliding back to the left, following a year in which he drafted a plan to compel medical personnel to investigate the immigration status of patients. And argued that the citizenship of people born in Arizona to an illegal alien should be stripped. That's unconstitutional. "I agree that we can't have everyone from the third world coming here," said one former Pierce supporter. But it began to feel like he hated these people. Another sign of change, Mississippians rejected a measure to ban abortion by calling the fetuses people. And they also rejected a measure to ban many forms of contraception. Mainers elected to restore same-day voter registration. And Ohioans rejected a proposal to weaken the collective bargaining rights of public employees. Meanwhile, a poll worker in Cleveland was arrested for biting a voter on the nose. The athletic director and a vice president of Penn State University were charged with perjury and failure to report allegations that former football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky was molesting boys he'd met through his Second Mile Foundation for at-risk youth. The university's president was fired, as was head coach Joe Paterno, which led thousands of students to riot. Said one freshman, "My friends were like, I don't want to get maced. I was like, I don't want to miss seeing this, so I guess that means I do kind of want to get maced." Moody's began a review of the university's bond rating. The Penn State Creamery stopped promoting its banana-flavored Sandusky Blitz. And two cinder blocks were thrown through a window of Sandusky's house, which is located next to an elementary school. Let's forget the guy hasn't had a day in court yet. Evidently, there was an investigation into this 10, 12 years ago, and no charges were filed. So let's remember that. Because I now hear people left and right just saying that, this is the worst thing in the world, and all I hear are accusations, no proof. A Florida man was arrested after assaulting his wife with two televisions because he grew jealous when she kissed another woman during a threesome he'd requested. And Russian police said they had arrested a necropolis specialist who had dug up as many as 29 mummified women, dressed them up as dolls, and placed them throughout his home as decorations. Nearly half of American middle and high school students reported being sexually harassed in the last year. In Mexico, a 10-year-old girl had a baby. Family circus cartoonist Bill Keane died at 89. Former 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney died at 92. And former heavyweight boxing champion Joe Frazier died at 67. Police in Vermont, citing safety concerns, evicted Occupy Burlington demonstrators from their campsite after one protester shot himself in the head. Police in Oregon arrested more than 50 people while evicting Occupy Portland. And police in California arrested 32 while evicting Occupy Oakland. Required by authorities to choose a leader for administrative purposes, Occupy Denver elected Shelby, a border collie cattle dog cross. "Are you the new leader?" asked her bodyguard. "Are you, girl? Are you?" The western black rhino was declared extinct. A federal judge ruled that tobacco companies can ignore new laws that require graphic images to be printed on cigarette packs. The producers of Atlas Shrugged Part 1 acknowledged that title sheets included with more than 100,000 copies of the film mischaracterized the book on which it is based and made available a new sheet replacing the statement, "Ayn Rand's timeless novel of courage and self-sacrifice comes to life," with "Ayn Rand's timeless novel of rational self-interest comes to life." Oh, yes. News Limited awarded its Scoop of the Year prize to a reporter from Papua New Guinea who was allowed to embed with militants only after letting them circumcise him. That's pretty far to go. Apple started giving its managers union awareness training. One of John Lennon's molars sold at auction for $31,200. And researchers determined that the propensity to eat fast food increases with income. Huh? An Air Force mortuary in Delaware admitted that for several years it laid to rest some remains of fallen troops in a Virginia landfill. Yes. And six men simulating the isolation of a mission to Mars emerged after 520 days in a windowless capsule. "I served in the Army," said crew member Alexander Smolivsky of Russia. "After living through that, you can live through any experiment." So this week, it's just a brief summary of recent news. This has been the Weekly News in Review from KillRadio.org and the Harpers.org news site. Please listen to my music program, The Chill Room, every Friday night here at 11 p.m. PST in Los Angeles. And thank you for listening today.